Hi everyone, Ryan here, and welcome to the fifth episode of The Stoic Advantage. Before I get started today, I just want to thank all those who have been listening to the podcast, downloading the podcast. It's great. I've been looking at some of the statistics. I'm really happy to see how far-reaching this podcast has gotten so far. So that's wonderful. Keep going, keep listening. And I'd really appreciate feedback from you. So if you could rate this podcast in whatever platform you're using, that'd be great so I could get some feedback. And right now we're going to get started with today's topic. And today's topic is, what does it mean to live in accordance with nature? This is a phrase that you'll often hear used in Stoic philosophy by many of the Stoics. However, you may have trouble understanding what does that actually mean. I know myself, I had a hard time understanding what that meant. And what was interesting was my understanding of living in accordance with nature at first was much different than what the Stoics meant it to be, especially because I have a background when it comes to environmental theory and eco-poetry. So my understanding of living with nature is different than what the Roman Stoics thought it was. So I think a really great definition of what living in accordance with nature is comes from this. I have a copy of Letters from a Stoic by Seneca, the Penguin Classics edition, which is a great edition to look at. And I think a lot of the major Stoic contemporary thinkers like Tim Ferriss and Ryan Holiday recommend this edition. But in the introduction, which is written by Robin Campbell, there's a great definition of what living in accordance with nature means, which is one of the main goals of Stoicism. So I'm going to read it for you, and then I'll just talk about what I think Campbell's trying to get at. So here we go. Living in accordance with nature means not only questioning convention and training ourselves to do without except the necessities, plain food, water, basic clothing, and shelter, but developing the inborn gift of reason, which marks us off as different from the animal world. We are meant to set free or perfect this rational element, this particle of the universal reason, the divine spark in our human makeup, so that it may campaign against and conquer pain, grief, superstition, and the fear of death. It will show us that there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so, discipline the pleasures and the passions, and generally subordinate the body and emotions to the mind and soul. So, Campbell's saying a couple things here. First thing, living in accordance with nature basically means to live a minimalist life, which means understanding that as humans, we have things that we need to survive. We need food, we need water, we need clothing, but we shouldn't live in extravagance. And a lot of the Stoics talk about the importance of not living an extravagant lifestyle, not spending tons of money to impress people, such as with expensive houses, expensive cars, you know, getting brand name clothing, as well as cooking or spending lots of money going out to dinners. Instead, we should live this kind of minimalist lifestyle, which includes and being okay with eating simple meals. And basically being able to do that allows us to realize that we could get by with these simplicities, as well as a lot of times eating simply and living simply is actually healthy for us. It's healthy financially, obviously, but it also has other health benefits as well. You know, living, eating simply instead of eating more complex. So the first part of living in accordance with nature means living this more minimalistic life. The second part, and I talked about this when we talked about the morning routine of Marcus Aurelius, has to do with understanding how we are rational beings and how that is something that differentiates us with the animal kingdom. Now, I know there'll be some like animal activists saying, well, are you trying to say that animals are lesser than humans? I don't think the Stoics are saying that at all. You know, we're all on this planet together, but obviously we have a different capacity to rationalize. And I think no person would disagree with that. We rationalize differently than animals. And so, therefore, we have to take advantage of that, quote, you know, divine spark in our human makeup and realize that because we have such a unique opportunity to rationalize, we have to take advantage of that cognitive ability that we have. So whether that be reading philosophy or whether it be putting our minds to use in whatever capacity we can. And that could be anything. It could be cooking. It could be the law, whatever way you put your mind to use in terms of trying to live a virtuous life. I know the Stoics were big on living virtuously, which basically means to live in our highest self. So being able to put our mind to use is what the Stoics are saying, as well realizing that there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. This is that idea of indifference that the Stoics are so big on, and how basically we have to realize that a lot of our mind dictates how we feel. So I've talked about this before in terms of this coronavirus pandemic, how we could frame this pandemic in certain ways. That doesn't mean that we can't feel grief or we can't feel a certain type of sadness because our way of life is different than what it was before. And sometimes it could be more difficult, but we have to be willing to also look at the silver lining and remain positive. So that's the two parts approach to what living in accordance with nature is. And really, when I was reading through this whole introduction, Campbell not only gave a great, great introduction to Seneca, but as well just Stoicism in general. So I highly recommend, if you want to read Letters from a Stoic, which is a text that I'm rereading now from Seneca, which is one of Seneca's original texts, highly recommend the Penguin Classics edition. If you want to read more of Seneca, I know on my shelf I'm looking at right now, he's written a book on anger, which is a great book to check out, especially if you're someone who's feeling a little agitated at this time because you're living with a bunch of family members all day and, you know, people could get in each other's space. On Anger is a really great book to check out. As well, Seneca has written some plays, so for sure check out some of those plays because you'll see there's a lot of the Stoic themes being developed in that play. So that's it for today about living in accordance with nature. So thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll probably come up with a new episode on Monday, hoping to keep to that 3-day-a-week approach. And until then, take care.